We're talking today about the Ranch Roundup for 2015, and join us today as Dallas Henderson and Michael Kelsey, both for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. And Dallas, let's start with you. And up and coming, this is the 31st annual OCA's Range Roundup. It's hard to believe it's been that many years.
It is hard to believe it's been 31 years that we're getting ready to celebrate. Back home at the Lazy E, we've got 17 ranches that are coming together to make 12 teams that will be competing everyday ranch life.
Now, literally, these are events that really trace their origins back to things that are really common practices on many of our ranches even today.
We've got the stray gathering where they rope a steer and tie it down where they would go out there and doctor it or load it. We've got the team branding where they'll go out there and brand their cattle. We've got the saddle bronc riding and, of course, the wild cow milking.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, the ranches themselves. Michael, you know, this is something that we really have a lot of heritage in the state of Oklahoma, going back to statehood, in fact, with a lot of these ranches, it seems like.
That's absolutely correct, and you'll see that in these teams. There'll be a lot of father-son, wife-daughter relationships in the teams, and even so much so that some of the teams, they have members who've competed in years past and have retired, if you will, and passed the baton on to the next group of team members, if you will. So, you know, it's not uncommon at all to have fourth, fifth generation ranches that will compete in these types of events, and they're very proud of that heritage. Of course, in the Cattlemen's Association, we're very proud of that as well, because that gives you a lineage of stewardship of the land and the cattle, as well as the family unit working together. And even though sometimes the last name may change because of someone married in or married out, if you will, or depending on how that's viewed by the family, but it's still a family operation. And so these team members that are coming in, they're not professional rodeo cowboys. With all due respect to those great athletes, these are everyday working cowboys and cowgirls who Monday morning will get up and go back to work on the ranch after the event on Friday and Saturday night. So lots of legacy there.
And you mentioned the fact that, you know, there's some stewardship here. Yeah. When you talk about sustainability, the longevity of these ranchers is all a part of a sustainable effort to produce beef.
Absolutely. And that's the true word of sustainability. That word is thrown around and misabused, and just it's horribly abused. That's what it is. These folks are raising food, raising beef, and we happen to think the best tasting, most wholesome animal protein product, obviously. But they're just involved in this on an everyday basis, and they raise their kids doing it. And so they raise their kids learning stewardship, learning responsibility, getting up and doing chores, feeding the cattle on Christmas morning before they open presents. You know, that type of sustainability, if you will, that's the right definition of the word. And in it, they're also a business. They have cash flow needs. They have marketing plans and all those types of things that, again, they're passing that on to the kids. And so it's no wonder that a lot of times a corporation, when they find out they've got a farmer ranch kid who's applying, that young person will move up a little bit on the application rate because they know that work ethic. We'll see that in the Range Roundup. We're very proud to feature it.
Dallas, you mentioned the fact that coming back to the Lazy E, tell me about that relationship that OCA is establishing there.
We have established a great working relationship with the Lazy E. In 1985 was when we held our first range roundup out there at the Lazy E, and then we moved to Oklahoma City State Fairgrounds in 2006. And with the new owners, the new management, and the expansion of the Lazy E, it's just a better fit for the cowboys and for our event and for the children that we are out there benefiting. So we're moving back home to Lazy E.
They got good facilities for this event, right?
They have an absolute great facility, an indoor air-conditioned arena. They've built an outdoor covered arena that we'll be having our contestant cookout, a little bit of chuck wagon. But inside, we can hold thousands of spectators to come and watch this annual event.
Now, one of the things, Michael, I know that OCA's done as a traditional basis, you've always had someone that you try to use, an organization, a charity, as a beneficiary for some of the proceeds that come out of the Range Roundup. Tell me about this year's arrangement.
Yeah, 19th year that we've partnered with the Children's Hospital Foundation here in Oklahoma City. Just a great facility, staffed by and faculty by wonderful people. We're so fortunate fortunate in Oklahoma to have this facility right here in Oklahoma City, where if God forbid a family gets in need of this type of medical attention, they can stay right here at home mm-hmm. and do that. So it's really an honor for us to work with these great folks. And since 19 years, we've donated $450,000, and that's a small drop in the bucket to their annual needs. But at the same time, we're very proud to do that. Our Cowboys really enjoy that relationship too, because while we do this, we also have some small events during Saturday and so forth. Well, we'll bring some of the kids out, and this is the first time they've ever touched a horse or ever ridden a horse, you know. And so to have them be able to do that, to see the smile on their faces and how they glow, the Cowboys just love that, and they really look forward to that, you know. And then they armor up and go into competition that evening, and the kids are up in the stands cheering them on because they know that Cowboy by name. And so it's just a great opportunity to partner with a super organization, the Children's Hospital Foundation.
Tell me, well, there's one extra event that's kind of new this year. You're working with American Farmers and Ranchers and their new lead group to do a little bit of a seminar.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity for us to partner with AFR, American Farmers and Ranchers, a general farm organization. They cover a lot of different agriculture and cattle too. And so we're an ally in a lot of battles and a lot of fights and promotions within agriculture. So this is a great opportunity for us to partner. So they're going to come in Saturday and bring their lead, which is a new leadership type facilitation, I should say, that they're doing. It's going to give us an opportunity to share cattle-specific issues with them, for them also to look at how cattle operations. So we anticipate there'll be some folks who aren't in the cattle business but are still in agriculture. As well, they're going to use the facility to do some leadership-type seminars within their own, which is great that we can partner and do that. And then they'll come to the Range Roundup that evening, on Saturday evening, enjoy a great performance and see those Cowboys and Cowgirls in action.
Okay. Dallas, I know a few tickets still left, right?
There are some tickets still left. You can call out the Lazy E, or you can go online to lazye.com and get tickets for Cowboy Helping Kids.